you didn't know what to expect when driving west from Bismarck, North Dakota on Interstate 94, you might be quite surprised to find this very large creature looking over the interstate. It's something that's been there for over 50 years now, and it truly shows you the importance of this to the community. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In the early 1950s, citizens of New Salem, North Dakota, wanted to do something to honor the importance of dairy farming to their community. They lived in the leading dairy county in the state, and the black and white Holsteins had become the moniker for the town and mascot for the local high school.
It was quite a project, and at that time the cost was a little over $40,000. In the 70s, $40,000 was a lot of money.
What Alan Tellman is speaking of is Salem Sioux, a 38-foot-tall, 50-foot-long Holstein cow, the largest in the world, constructed to stand on a hill overlooking the town of New Salem. She has been here ever since 1974. At the beginning of the 20th century, several area creameries were here to process the large amounts of milk produced by local farms.
Then she stood for the present dairy industry. The dairy industry obviously has shifted in the country. It's not like it used to be at all. But she still stands for community. She stands for commitment, dedication. What it took on a dairy farm is what it takes to keep a community going also.
While times have changed and many dairy farms have now converted to row crop farming, the town still celebrates its dairy heritage with the Cowtown Hoedown held every July. The Lions Club still keeps Sue looking great, making sure she is painted every 6 to 8 years and maintaining a road to the top of School Hill where she stands. This is an important place to Alan.
To me, she means a lot. It's part of my heritage, part of the town's heritage, and part of the present is she reflects what's happening in the community today.
You can see Salem Sioux 5 miles in the distance, and many take the time to pull off the interstate and drive to the top and get a close-up view of the largest Holstein in the world. Traveling the countryside in New Salem, North Dakota, I'm Andrew McRae.